Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. All right, let's try something here. Swing all the mics around. Make sure everyone has a microphone. That sounds all right.
Does it sound all right?
Yeah. I mean, you never sound good.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate that.
Moron.
The
man with the golden voice.
Yes.
Whatever happened to that guy? Oh, yeah, he started doing crack again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did. That guy that they found on the side of the road.
Yeah, the bum with the golden voice.
And he got a deal with Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft Cheese Company.
Yeah.
And he
ended up doing crack.
Yeah. Well, here's what happens. You give a crack addict more money, he's going to buy more crack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the guy seemed legit, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was probably for a while, but that's sweet crack.
That's hard.
Once you go crack, you never go back, right? I mean, I don't know. I just made that up, but.
Oh, I know.
Apparently.
Yeah. That's, I don't know what he's doing now.
Crack.
Nothing but crack. Right now it's 8:13. Let's do your WTF. Let's do crack.
WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
So we just got Uber here in town, right?
Yeah.
So it's in the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I used it the other night, which seriously, don't drink it. We have Uber. Wait a little bit. Pay the fee. It's way better than getting pulled over and going to jail or possibly killing someone.
So listen to this. Brock took an Uber from here, Bettina Harbor area, to Four Winds.
To the casino.
And it was cheap.
It was.
I mean, considering how far it was.
It was like $30. Right. I think it was special event, too. So but still, again, I would rather pay $60 round trip than get pulled over or kill
or
someone.
What's $60? Exactly.
To begin with.
Yeah. It's not worth it. So get the Uber. Now, I bring up Uber because I have an Uber story. a guy named Anir Manuel from Boston got an Uber a few weeks ago, and when he got in the car, he realized there was a woman sitting in the front seat.
Ho ho.
And as the ride went on, the Uber driver started kissing the woman, and then she started loosening the driver's belt.
Yes.
Not seat belt, mind you.
Right.
Pants belt.
Oh, yeah.
And then she started performing a favor on him.
A favor, it shall be.
So Anir realized that this was weird and dangerous, and he started doing what any of us would have done in the situation. He started filming.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll be the cameraman.
And then he posted this amateur porn on Uber's Facebook page.
Wow.
They aren't denying this happened. So far, they've given him a refund and a trip and a $10 credit. And they say they're investigating.
It says they're writing fine print on the app. Yeah. Chances of driver getting orally pleasured may happen.
A risky take.
I think I'm going to become an Uber driver now, guys.